speech of April 2010 about true greatness. True greatness has only one thing in mind, to serve El at best and to give in this service the world and the creatures that live in it the most valuable that a creature is capable of. It is relative to the capabilities but absolutely uniquely to recognize. Each creature is capable of true greatness if it behaves properly and is able to serve. True greatness bears uncomplainingly the vexations and adversity that life offers, since it knows that El compensates, the world is equitable from El, and El is nothing alien. It is a model for many and knows what matters in life and what is important. It has knowledge of itself, forgets itself, and is reminded by El again of itself. The middle is crucial. True greatness is empty in order to be free for El. Although the relationship is very close to El, true greatness is not word forgotten. A certain distance is inevitable, its designing is crucial. Who does not esteem the small and low has no true greatness. Only in the successful integration and internalization of the environment is achieved what it represents. It is the result of persistent refinement of oneself. Without endurance, study, and commitment, it will not be achieved, since it is not a natural gift. No creature is truly great from the start. True greatness cannot be generated by technology. Without doing what is necessary for it, it will not be achieved, especially only with El. There are many creatures that fancy themselves as great because they believe to have accomplished something great. It is beyond the achievement, the personality which constitutes true greatness. Neither one nor the other is sufficient for itself alone. True greatness does not hold court, but affords the required for the necessary. This is determined from the overabundant love of the creature to El, and vice versa. Anyone who truly loves needs the little that Z receives and sustains, and vice versa. For every too much is a too little for the others, and vice versa. True greatness is truly an adversary of the wrong. It bears the suffering of the world with difficulties, since the latter burdens the former personally. Therefore, it takes again and again pains over remedy, and saves no effort to contribute again and again, crucial to solve the problems of the world until a significant improvement is achieved that pleases El. It can vindicate itself at any time about its acting. What matters is how El assesses it. The judgment and the criticism of the other creatures are not insensible to it, but the incentive for that to be done. If it has once recognized its way before and with El, it is not misled by others or thrown, of course, but continues it undauntedly to the end.